It's time to unleash the watchdog. Foaming at the mouth, snarling LA watchdog. We love that. We do. It's time to welcome back, as we do every Tuesday at this time, Jack Humphreyville, LA's watchdog writer for City Watch. How are you, Jack?
I'm very well today. Thank you very much.
Now, your new column talks about something that we have blubbered about on this show many times, that these local government, sometimes state government, keeps coming back to us with various ballot measures or initiatives, bond measures, that they say do X that end up doing Y.
Imagine that. Can't you just imagine? Well, you know, the new bond offering that they're proposing is about a $3 billion worth of funds to repair our streets. And at the same time, they want to increase our taxes, our real estate taxes, by about $250 million or 6%. And yet, you know, they're going to let the rest of the streets go. You know, it just doesn't make any sense.
Well, and both Wendy Gruhl and Eric Garcetti were asked about that by Dave Bryant of KCAL in the last mayoral debate last night. And they both sort of, well, they equivocated on it because, so far there's only been a sort of a trial balloon floated. To the best of my knowledge, there's no actual language of a ballot measure that's been published yet. It's hard to take a stand on that unless you're just going to, you know, take a sort of an axiomatic, a knee-jerk say, well, I'm not voting for anything, these people, no bond measure ever on for any reason. But I think a lot of people would be inclined to vote for a bond measure if it actually was going to fix the sidewalks and streets. The question is, we don't trust them. We don't believe them.
Well, you know, it's interesting is that back in November, 70% of Angelenos voted for Jerry Brown's
Prop 30, yeah.
Prop 30, and 70% of the voters voted to, you know, extend the half-cent transportation tax. And yet only 4 months later, only 45% voted for Proposition A, which shows you how much, you know, people in Los Angeles, they just don't trust the downtown clowns.
Well, course, and that was reinforced immediately because when Prop A lost, Measure A lost, after having Charlie Beck out there, the chief of police, saying that if it doesn't pass, it's going to be, you know, criminal Armageddon. It's going to be like Club Med for murderers in Los Angeles. And then the mayor and everybody comes out and says, well, we didn't really need it anyway. It's okay.
Oh, the budget went up by $325 million. $325 million. These I can't say it on public radio, but these clowns basically they lied to us. I mean, you know, Charlie Beck says, you know, we're going to be raped and pillaged, and $325 million later, we see, you know, these characters downtown think we're home free, which, by the way, they are not.
All right. We're talking with Jack Humphreyville. He is the L.A. watchdog writer for City Watch. So we also obviously are in the final stretch of the big city election. You got the mayor's race, Gruhl and Garcetti. You also have, obviously, the city attorney race between Mike Feuer and Carmen Trutanich, and city controller with Dennis Zine and Ron Galperin. And we now found that this election thus far, including the primaries, $50 million has been poured into this thing. And Wendy has had most of the stink has attached to her because she was too successful in getting endorsements.
Right.
But, you know, it's not exactly like Garcetti or the other candidates aren't also making the same phone calls to the same people trying to get the same endorsements. But we've got this one, Jack, that's just so great, this truck that was driving around with loudspeakers in Spanish singing a song, and here's the English language. Have you seen this in the Times, this piece by James Rainey? Oh, it's so fantastic.
The La Wendy.
Yeah, the La Wendy song. And if anybody has an audio recording of this thing, because we don't have the melody, and we'd love to be playing this. We've been searching for it all day, and we haven't been able to find it. But here's the English language translation. You want to sing it with me, Jack?
I'll pass on that.
If for La Wendy you want to vote, get in the car and let's have fun. For La Wendy to win, all Latinos got to have her back. If you want to earn $15 an hour, you have to march for La Wendy. If the blonde comes to your door, open the door and let her in. Wendy, La Wendy, we're going to vote. $15 an hour we'll make. Wendy, La Wendy, we're going to dance. Eric Garcetti, start crying. From Montecito to Huntington Park. Passing El Sereno, eating tamales. And the voters for you will fight. will have extra money to spend. The people will support you. That's why the blonde will triumph. In the truck will celebrate. With the mariachis will sing. Her last name is difficult to sing. I love that line. Yeah, and that gruel doesn't rhyme with a lot of things. School, cool.
Cruel.
Cruel, yeah, you don't want that one. That's the Garcetti version.
You know, the $15 an hour, which, you know, I'm not overly familiar with that, with all the ins and outs of that. I know they have it down at the airport. But that's right up there with the 2,000 cops and the, you know, 1,000 firefighters. Where the hell is the money going to come from?
Well, this would come from hotel patrons, apparently, if it was in that corridor. But it's still a little unclear whether or not that $15 an hour is supposed to be citywide. That came up in the debate last night and was an ambiguous answer also.
But, you know, 15, you know, I mean, she's just throwing these out. It's like the 2,000 cops and the 1,000 firefighters. Where the hell is the money going to come from? And I think she's getting increasingly desperate, you know, and then you throw in, you know, the IBEW, I guess, is throwing in a couple of million bucks into her. You know, that's nothing but trouble as far as ratepayers are concerned.
Now, here's a question, because you know, the DWP is your real bread and butter. This is you're the DWP Advocacy Committee. You're the president of the DWP Advocacy Committee. Fred Pickle, who we've had on the show a bunch of times. What authority does Fred Pickle actually have? I mean, he can make recommendations, but the city council is the one who votes on these things. And that's where, you know, I mean, I've thrown in with Wendy because I've known her for years. And you know, my personal opinion on policy, there's really no difference between Eric and Wendy. And Eric Garcetti voted for all of these things. He voted for the contracts.
Well, you know, I think Fred Pickle has done a very good job. Unfortunately, you know, he doesn't have he doesn't make the decisions.
Yeah, I didn't mean the personal criticism of Fred Pickle, but it's a position that does what?
Well, I think he's thrown a lot of sunshine here. You know, we had this feed-in tariff, and he pointed out that it's going to cost $234 million more than it should. He's, you know, he's gone out there and talked a little bit about...
But the city council still approves everything.
I know.
In other words, we get hit by the train, but we see the train.
Right.
Okay. All right.
At least you know what the hell is going on.
At least we know we were hit by a train and not an asteroid.
And all these clowns keep on going out there and telling us that, you know, this is great, but they, you know, just fail to mention a little thing about money. Minor details, especially if you're a ratepayer and your rates are going to double over the next 10 years, and that's if we're lucky, you know, after IBEW boss, campaign funding boss Darcy gets through with it.
All right. Jack Humphreyville, LA Watchdog, writer for City Watch. We'll talk to you next week, Jack. Thanks so much.